Hello, Internet Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Crust Never Sleeps. This is your host, Deed Runley. Enthusiastic and excited to be spending this lovely wet Tuesday evening in New York City with you here on the Internet Radio waves. Starting the show off, we played a couple tracks off of a compilation called City Limits Down and Out in Toronto and Montreal. Put out fairly recently, a few months back, on High Anxiety Records out of Toronto. I was listening to another radio show, Equalizing Distort, a long-running punk and hardcore show out of Toronto. Listening to some of their archives a little earlier this week, and came across a really fun episode of theirs where they did a basically went through most, if not all, of the compilation with Chris Callahan, who put it out on High Anxiety Records, and did an interview about co-hosting the show. Pretty fun stuff, and I don't know, this is a really sweet compilation, so I figured I'd play a couple tracks off of that, and you should go find yourself a copy if you haven't heard it. All Toronto and Montreal bands. We played two Toronto ones on that, starting off with Career Suicide. Track was called Delusional, and then we played Mature Situations. Song was called Yoga Predator. Excuse me. Following that, we played a song by Brown Sugar out of lovely Buffalo, New York. Track was called Funk Land off of their LP Sings of Birds and Racism. Brown Sugar played in New York City this weekend, Friday night. Fucking New York City happened to be a pretty solid place for punk rock this past weekend, if you happen to be able to catch some of it. Rational Animals and Brown Sugar playing a show at Stolen Sleeves Collective with some fucking good bands. Nuclear Spring, got to see them play the first time, and they were ripping good times. In addition to the whole insane punk attack over NYC show going on all weekend at Ding Dong Lounge and Acheron, all sorts of raw punk madness going on in New York City with that that whole shindig. Caught the daytime show on Saturday with Male Nurses and Crazy Spirit and Goosebumps and Hank Wood and the Hammerheads, and that show fucking ripping matinee. Go see Goosebumps play. And so yeah, figured I'd play a Brown Sugar song, and just to commemorate the great times we all had this weekend. Smashing Santa Clauses and fast moshing and slow moshing and hipster shows in the next door to punk shows and in hallways and black eyes and all the good stuff that happened this weekend. Comics, good times in New York. So yeah, we're gonna do something fun tonight. We've got an interview with Rational Animals, awesome band out of Rochester, New York, although one of their members lives in New York City, and the late era Black Flag comparisons are pretty obvious, but solid band. I'll let the music speak for them, but playing some really fun rock and roll meets hardcore punk rock, groovy, good stuff. So I want to get into that. We're going to play a few songs by them, and then play an interview with them, and then play another song or two by them. So you get a whole fucking kit and caboodle of Rational Animals going on here, and can't really complain with that. Shithawkpunks.blogspot.com. That's punks with a KS. Facebook.com/crustneversleeps. And of course, you can always shoot us an email at deedrunley. That's deedrunlea at gmail.com. For those of you living in the now, you can always give us a call here at the studio at 347-725-4163, broadcasting live out of the Danbro Practice Spaces in lovely Bushwick, Brooklyn, here in the Newtown Radio Studios, where we do the show every Tuesday evening. Without further ado, we're going to kick it over to some Rational Animals, get into that interview with those guys, so be sure to keep that browser right where it is. This next one's off of their new LP called Bach Rock Parade, put out on New York City label Katorga Works. The first track is called Something Like You. And thank you for tuning in to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
Differentiate yourselves.
My name like,
no, we should.
But you gotta like.
You can't get away from us.
State your band name,
not your person.
My name is BRS, and I'm in fucking Brown Sugar. Bass player. Just
no comment.
Just kidding.
Brown Richie Style.
Brown Richie Style.
My name is Stanley Spunkmeyer. I'm in Rational Animals.
I'm Will. I'm in Rational Animals.
I'm Eddie. I suck at everything.
Come on, guys.
All right, no, so seriously now, Rochester or Buffalo, who's got the toughest guys there?
toughest guys?
I mean, I don't know about tough. I mean, I'm going to say, I'm going to go on a limb and say Rochester's cooler than Buffalo. Right,
people in Rochester, Rochester like starting cool fights, but they don't fight. They don't really fight. They just like starting shit, and that's what they do.
They're both pretty depressed.
Yeah, I say that's
people,
a, that's a...
People in Rochester like to pretend that Rochester's the coolest city in the world. People in Buffalo know that Buffalo sucks, but it's
American
better than
city.
Rochester, so take that.
Alright,
fuck you,
dude. Can we just not do this anymore and walk away? Let's just go, fuck it. Right, I'm done.
Alright, I guess Eddie's, Eddie's gone.
Eddie's gone.
Will's gone.
Oh yeah, Will.
Yeah. Alright. Will left.
Is this really usable? So are people from Rochester Bills fans?
Yeah, a lot of Bills fans in Rochester, yeah.
They have one good thing about them, apparently.
Hammers.
They don't have anything else to root for, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand football myself. It's kind of...
I mean, you might as well call them the Rochester
Bills. You got a
bunch of
men hugging each other?
They practice for Rochester.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's just my two cents.
All right. So how many games have you guys been to in Buffalo?
I've never been to a game.
I grew up going to Bills games. So,
no, give us
quite
number.
A few.
Give us
quite
number.
A few. Four.
Brandon's been to four games.
No, a lot. Since I was a kid, I've been going to Bills games. It's awesome.
Like four a year sort of thing, or more
like
than that?
My dad used to have season tickets, so it was like multiple games a year, every year since I was like six.
Did they ever win?
It was on. Yeah, those, I know you're too young to remember, but there was a long time when the
five
Bills
rings,
were very,
no
very
wins,
good.
Dude.
Hey, I saw them. I saw them play
four,
once and they
five,
won.
Five, it doesn't matter.
So it was pretty cool, you know?
I think...
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
your all-time favorite Bills player?
Doug Flutie.
Nope. No comment.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J.
That's mine. What do you mean he's fucked up? He's awesome. He's fucking the sickest running back ever.
He got away with murder.
Yeah.
He's that good.
He fucking fucked someone.
He was that
rich. He ran away.
And he used all his money to get out of murder. And then he went to jail because he was poor.
And then he was on a high-speed chase from the fucking cops. That rules.
Yeah, it was
and then
cool.
he wrote a book called If I Did It.
Yeah, if I Did It.
Where he graphically described the events of the detail that didn't happen. If you guys ever read it, it's crazy.
I want to read
awesome.
That fucking book.
It's unbelievable.
I want to read it.
Sure. I want to read it too, yeah.
So, how many... dicks and pussies did you guys have to suck in order to get unbanned from Stolen Sleeves Collection?
I sucked so much pussy.
All right, Brown Sugar's leaving. Bye, interview.
Good night, interview.
Bye, interview.
Bye, Rational Animals.
Bye, Biff.
See you, Biff. And
yo,
no one else.
December 28th.
Okay, yeah.
Deuces.
Hell yeah.
All right.
For you, Eddie.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
The lead singer from Brown Sugar was saying this was stupid.
Fuck that guy.
I saw him say.
All right. Questions. All right. What do you got?
So where's the last place on your body that you would want to slit with a knife?
Oh, man. Like the skin that like connects like your dick and balls?
Oh,
is that what
man.
It is? That shit's
like
brutal.
A paper cut, right?
Yeah, just like...
I'd say like behind your balls maybe would be rough,
what,
too.
Like, just like across your butthole.
Yeah, yeah.
That would suck.
That would be fucking terrible.
That would be
what about
terrible.
The island? That
terrible. I mean, but yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
Wait.
Break. Take another sip of your Coca-Cola there.
Yeah, so what do you got?
This Coca-Cola lager.
Classic yeah, lager.
fine. Parentheses. Maddie turns can. Says lager.
You guys, sorry, yeah, anyone need a sip? You guys need a sip?
Yeah, give me a sip.
Yeah, we'll sip that.
So, what do you guys think of the state of the world today?
It's fucked up.
It's a beautiful place, man.
I don't know, man. You know, I heard a song by the Ramones once called Planet Earth 1988, and I think the events in that song are really coming true. If you've never heard the song, I think you should check it out, you know.
Did you just get that text from Zach, too? Thanks for leaving us here behind. You're all pieces of shit spelled out very selfish. I'm not going to read the rest of this shit. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the best Rochester punk band?
I mean, besides us?
I don't really
cool,
fucking know.
The Narcs are pretty
the
cool.
The Narcs, Flip Shit.
I'm just going to name drop. I don't even know if they're around anymore. King Vitamin, that band rules.
They're pretty cool. You know, those are some of the cooler
Rotten
bands.
Rotten UK, dude.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
No.
Whatever.
You can't even spell our name right.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's just a joke.
Yeah, but. Dude, yeah. Yeah. Next question.
Cut it off. So, you guys, the new LP seems to have, like, a lot of songs about, like, partying and stuff, drinking, having a good time.
I don't even know.
So, what's the best party you guys have ever been to?
Oh, man.
Shit, that's a good question.
I went to a show in an abandoned subway once. It was kind of, you know,
I wasn't there.
A couple of different ones, actually. That was just a big party.
What about
that
the fucking Halloween party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the
fucking people breathing fire and shit.
Yeah, 2010, there was this crazy Halloween party that my roommate helped throw, and it was like 500 fucking people in this abandoned warehouse, like, all going crazy. Yeah. Like, it was a lot of fun.
I was at a bar recently with a go-go dancer. She looked like a fucking rotten grilled cheese. It was terrible.
Wait, a rotten what?
Grilled cheese, dude. Just imagine, like, you know, grilled cheese with, like, a mouth, like, and a cigarette.
Yikes.
Disgusting.
Got a best party?
Oh, fucking... When we had the show at the abandoned subway in Rochester. He talked about the State Street space.
I also talked about the subway.
Oh, well, that was really cool.
Was there, like, a best costume of that night?
There was so many There was literally, like, 500. Kiss. Yeah, I dressed as Peter Criss. Yeah. I'm going to go with that as the best.
I dressed up as a mummy, like I wrapped myself in toilet paper, which is really hard to do by yourself, by the way. Really hard. When I got there, it was all coming apart, and it was in a, you know, warehouse, so I got all dirty, so I just said I was a piece of shit. You know?
Yeah. Like stained.
Yeah, like stained, you know, toilet paper.
My God.
What's the best class at Brooklyn College?
Poetry 101.
What is
history
it?
Of the
interior
Jews.
Don't call me out.
History. That's off the record.
I said chinks and Jews.
There are a lot of.
Basically everybody that goes there.
Okay, all right. For some reason, the tape fucked up for like 30 seconds.
All right, Jenny, creamer, original, or other?
Cream.
I'm an original.
I'm going to go with the white label original, yeah.
I'm going to have to differentiate from these two.
I mean, it's so hard to pick.
I've even just yelled cream ale.
Cream ale?
Cream ale.
Woo!
I could have sworn they said cream ale.
Oh my God! Yeah, they brew that stuff like 5 minutes away from where I live. It's really great.
I don't know. Yeah, dude, cream ale.
Beer tick.
Oh.
Oh.
Hopefully they don't see your Coca-Cola lot.
The police just drove by.
But we love beer tick.
What do you guys think of the new label? Like, is that that's fairly new, right? The totally. Classy cream.
Oh, the new.
The classy original can label.
Oh yeah, the new Sweet
original
bags,
Jenny.
The label.
Wait,
the original.
Tell them about the heritage
packs. Oh yeah, you guys have the heritage packs here?
No, they don't. I don't think they do.
Yeah, dude, they just made.
Can you expand our minds?
Yeah, dude, it's they just like what made just heritage packs. Just they have.
They
have these these bottles that come it's a variety pack. It comes with four white labels, four cream ales, and four 12 force, which has been off the market for quite some time now. They just put it back in this heritage packs, and they all come in the original like little grenade bottles. They're fucking
nice.
Great.
What's a 12 horse?
It's really smooth.
12
man.
Horses,
it's like,
man.
Yeah, it's like it's
running
like,
down your throat. You know?
Yeah, it's got the kick of 12 horses. It's great, man. It's a great American ale.
And you guys have like Mountain Brew Ice there, or like is that around your guys?
No, I don't know. I don't know about Mountain Brew Ice.
They might have like the
does
the
Rochester have
giant
big flats
beer
yet?
Store. We have beers of the world.
I've seen it before.
Which has like
a
bunch of beers
fucking
pretty much everywhere.
In Rochester.
I know. I've only ever seen it.
I've never seen it though.
Do you guys have Stewart's in Rochester?
Yeah. Yeah, the sodas.
Because there's stuff that,
is there beer?
Well, it's the store, but I guess the soda's like a different thing, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, we have the soda.
But Stewart's upstate sells a Mountain Brew Ice, which is apparently like a Jenny Ice.
Whoa.
Ugh.
Yeesh.
It's brewed by Genesee.
What the fuck was?
And if you drink a six pack, you won't stand up.
Have you tried Dogbite?
Yes, I have.
Dogbite is Johnny's.
That's a Genesee.
Malt liquor. They don't have it on the logo, but it says Rochester.
Yeah, if you look like in the fine print, it says like brewed in Rochester, New York.
Dude, Mad Beers are
the two-headed dog with the.
Yeah. Have you had fucking Big Flats? It's like the cheapest fucking.
There's lots of fucking like $2.99 for a six pack.
It's up here. Why are you drinking? You're making us look like a bunch of drunks. All right, dude.
But that's what you guys do in Rochester, though, huh?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. I also do a lot of other stuff.
Probably like
what else is there to do in Rochester other than go to drink Jenny's?
Let's take turns. Go ahead, Rich.
During the summertime, I like going to the beach. That's pretty cool. You know, it's fucking, you know,
like a
basking
lake,
in the sun. Yeah, Lake Ontario, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
like
go surfing on the Barge Canal.
Beach of Ontario.
You
know. Lovely.
Usually you can find, you know, shotgun shells there, or you fucking...
A dead deer?
Use Jimmy hats, you know, in the sand.
How are those comics, boys?
It's quite disturbing, actually, but, you know, it's fun when it's nice out, you know, out of the few months of the year, you know.
What about you?
Yeah, Cam.
There's the world's first municipal cemetery is in Rochester. It's Mount
world's,
Hope Cemetery.
The yeah. world's yeah. first.
Or the country's first. Yeah. Come on, don't bust my chops, all right? The country's first municipal cemetery.
Crazy either.
It's fucking old
as
shit,
man. It's old as shit, and it's really, there's lots of crazy stuff.
Is that like
stuff.
1600s?
Late 17, early 1800s.
The late 18th century in America. The great states of America.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you guys just go around and like...
We also got great food.
Dig up coffee.
Yeah, great food. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean...
Yeah, garbage plate. Can you guys tell us about the garbage plate?
I don't know anything about that.
We don't know a lot about the garbage plate in New York. You guys...
Dude, alright. Garbage plate. It's one of those like styrofoam take-home things, you know? And the original one by fucking...
Nick Tahoe.
Yeah, Nick Tahoe's fucking... Half of it is fucking... Baked
there's a
bed of baked beans and mac salad, mm-hmm. and you can switch those out for like home fries, French fries.
Yeah, the most common one is mac salad and home fries. No,
mac salad like mac cheese salad.
Macaroni with mayonnaise.
And then on top of that is two fucking burger patties or two hot dogs. And in Rochester we got White Hots, man. It's the Weigels.
No, I'm alright.
Zweigels makes fucking White Hots, dude.
Wait, what's it called?
Zweigels.
Zweigels.
And they make White Hots, man.
Do you know how to spell that?
Like Zweigels.
Yeah,
like Zweigels, like some shit like that.
Use the Googles, I'm sure it'll come up.
Fucking, and so you got that shit and the two patties or the two dogs, and if you're one of those vegetarians, you get fucking grilled cheese on top.
Yeah,
or
I
top
like
of that,
the veggie dogs. Yeah.
And on top of that, they fucking just dump this fucking meat like, hot sauce shit. Just
and then like ketchup, mustard, onions, like
relish,
I love
like,
yeah. Any like you just dump and then you just mix it together.
It's a plate of garbage.
Yeah, and then
you just
fucking,
mix it together, and it just it looks so beautiful.
And then
you know
the cook takes a dump on it.
a big steaming
turd. It rules. Six bucks. It's about the average.
Yeah, you know, six to ten bucks.
Give or take.
Probably cheaper than a sandwich in here, am I right?
You'll get
more food, too.
At least the same.
What's up?
So boys, other than Will, how has Will changed since he's moved to Brooklyn?
Fucked up.
That's a great question.
Fuck you assholes.
That's a great question, actually.
Yeah. He finally grew a pair of balls. Grew his first pubic hair.
Yeah, dude, it sprouted. I thought it was my dick.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
No, I think that's about. I think that's where we're at on that question.
Fucking assholes. Apparently, Rich has a lot to say. Ugh. Fuck you, fucking sick.
What am I gonna say? What?
I don't know. What are you? Nah, it's cool, man. Yeah, Rich was puking on his way
to the show before we practiced. I was puking in a brown bag. It was really cool.
He fucking dumped it out. I think he threw it at a.
I'm really sick
acetic
right now. That's why I'm not drinking beer. It really sucks.
It's like a food poisoning sort of thing.
Fucking
or
it's
or
a lot of
eggplant
poisoning.
I think I have the flu, but you know.
Did you get
maybe
a?
It's the common cold.
Did you get a flu shot or anything?
Fuck that shit. That's you know.
Nah, man,
that's a fucking conspiracy, dude.
Yeah.
Man,
it is, man.
This fucking government, man,
like planting chips in you with that shit, man. I don't know.
Like Doritos. It's fucked up.
Dorito flu.
Yeah. Hey, hold on, hold on. We're still going. We're still going.
Zach?
Yeah, where's the guy? What is he up to? Do you guys
know? I don't know. He's hanging out.
Yeah, you know.
Having a real cool time.
Is that a party hanging out?
It's a real cool time.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, exactly. He's off doing something, you know.
Yeah. I really look forward to, you know, meeting back up.
Yeah. I don't. We're not going to hear the end of it.
How does that all work, like, tomorrow morning? Like, what do you guys do tomorrow?
Pretend like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. Go home. Go back to Rochester, where I belong.
So how'd the show go tonight? Good times?
Yeah, it was a really awesome good turnout. Yeah. A bunch of weirdos from next door came over who had no idea what the fuck.
Hey, it's Bernie! Yeah.
We're lucky that they came over, or else no one would have been there. Yeah. No one actually wanted to see us. They just wandered in, you know.
I had a good time, you know. We played a kick-ass set, good cover.
Yeah.
You know? It was a lot of fun. I don't know what the hell else you want me to say.
Whatever, man. That was a good cover. What's your guys' favorite Ramon song?
Ooh. Well, let's go, like, again, let's go in a circle. Rich.
I'm going to have to think about that for a minute. Go to Cam. I can't.
We should do first era.
SLUG.
Yeah.
Like, that's catchy. The demo song.
What about your favorite crummy Ramon song?
Maybe Cabbie's on Crack.
Cabbie's on Crack. I don't know. I really
Cretan
like...
Cretan Family's a good one.
Cretan Family.
Cretan Family.
The crummy Ramones era.
Fucking,
Yeah, you know,
damn it.
Making Monsters for My Friends, that's a great Ramones song.
Outsider. Outsider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good one.
Yeah.
I Wanted Everything.
Yeah.
Top jam.
What's your guys' favorite song?
Of all
Ever?
Time?
Yeah. Of us, or...
No, like your favorite song.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like
Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter.
My Shit's Fucked Up by Warren Zevon.
That's a good one.
I like, I don't know, like any Chuck Berry song. I'm really
good. Yeah, good for you, Richard.
Probably a Whole Lot of Loving by Fats Domino. It really, you know, puts me in a good mood. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That's a good one.
We went to fucking Fats Domino.
Yeah, Maddie, what's your favorite song, man?
I really like, Funky Town by Lips Electric.
We gotta tell you about going to Fats Domino's house.
Yeah, we went to Fats Domino's house.
Yeah, please tell.
It was cool. He wasn't there.
Yeah, nobody was there. We went next door, and they had the fucking painted X for dead people were here.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, yeah. I'm glad Fats made it out alive. Yeah.
His award didn't,
made it out unscathed.
What, you guys tour to New Orleans?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Nice. We walked all the way to New Orleans.
I'm walking to New Orleans. Yeah,
you guys ride horses down there?
No, we just walked. The old Shoe Weather Express.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah. Hey, where did you guys play in New Orleans?
We went there twice.
Yeah, we played
first
once at like some coffee house. And we played at some bar. And they were feeding us free beer all night.
Yeah,
so it was cool. No one was at the show, but they were feeding us free beer all night.
Fun.
We just played as long as we wanted to. It was
our
cool.
friend Candace from New Orleans, New Orleans played
today.
Played in that band Necro Hippies, right?
Yeah,
Candace from Necro Hippies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
She rules.
She helps us out.
Candace with an S.
Yeah. No.
Is it?
Wait. It's...
Like starts with an
S? No.
Candace with a silent S.
Candace with a late S.
I think it's a C.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what does it matter?
What do you know?
This interview's about us, not Candace.
Hey, what's Candace like? Did you guys have fun with Candace? Hey, because me and Candace have emailed, but we've never met. So did you guys have fun with Candace?
Do you guys Tumblr friends?
She's cool.
Yes, we have Tumblr friends.
You tumble together?
We have Tumblr friends.
You tumble for her?
Hey, have you guys ever been to the hospital before?
Yeah, dude, I got my fucking appendix out my junior year of high school.
They
were there for it, too.
Yeah.
Like,
was that band practice?
Yeah, like my fucking whatever the fuck it is, appendix was like kicking me in the ass.
It's like bursting.
And I was like, man, guys, like, I don't know if I can practice. My stomach really hurts. And like, you know, we'd always fucking order like pizza and shit. They're like, fuck you, just eat
a slice of
dude.
Pizza.
And I did, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the hospital later.
His appendix almost blew up.
One time I went to the hospital, I was trying to buy beer in the ghetto when I was under 21, because they would sell it to me in the ghetto. And then some dude kicked the shit out of me when I was walking out, man. He just fucking knocked my teeth right in, man. He fucked me up, and then I had to go to the hospital.
For reconstructive surgery. He broke
a bone in my face and my nose, man, and chipped my teeth. It sucked.
In first grade, yeah. At recess, you know, being a dumb little first grader, I was, like, running with my thumb up my butt, and fucking somebody, like, threw a fucking, like, frisbee, and it hit me in the face and disoriented me, and then I ran into a tree, and I had to get fucking, like, 4 or 5 stitches above my left eye.
It's brutal.
Yeah, dude.
So, upcoming shows, releases, any good stuff like that?
We're doing a tour after Christmas this year.
Buffalo, yeah, Rochester. New York, Philly, Boston,
New Brunswick,
Providence.
Yeah, maybe Providence in there somewhere. Yeah, it's gonna be
all getting set up. Yeah.
Little Northeasters.
So yeah, just a little, you know, couple little towns. You know? Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, and we're playing
the majestic majesty of the Northeast.
Exactly.
The majestic, yes.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place. This guy's from fucking upstate. Ass upstate.
Oh, yeah.
The dirty, filthy upstate.
Majestic majesty.
Yeah.
So all right, what else you got for us?
All right, find out more about Rational Animals. What do you guys, how do you find out?
We're stuff? On, like, the Facebooks.
Friendster. MySpace. Well, we actually are on
MySpace. Yeah, I mean, we're on there. I don't know who else is, though.
/ Rational Animals.
Yeah, something like that.
We've talked about starting, like, one of those Bandcamp things.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened, probably never will.
You can download our record on the Katorga Works website.
Yeah.
And that's about it. We're not too socially, savvy.
Socially inept.
Yeah, we're socially inept. We're not very technologically savvy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading. It's G.I. Joe. You remember those?
Yeah. No, dude. Okay. Hilarious.
Cut that out, please.
Yeah, we'll edit that out. All right. So now we're getting towards the end of the interview. Do you want to introduce yourselves, names?
All right, for real, yeah.
For real, my name's Cam. I play drums.
I'm Will, I play guitar. The other dude was Richie, he plays bass. Zach is the singer.
And the other voices you heard were Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
All right, and last comments, shout-outs or fuck yous?
Oh, man.
Thanks
to Adam for putting out a record and Biff for putting out records.
Shout-outs to, all our Rochester dudes, all our New York dudes, you know, and fuck you to all the motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah, man. 2012 is going to be a good year.
We make a lot of enemies on the road, you know? Fuck all them.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some hard times.
Yeah.
But haven't we all,
but, you know? Yeah.
My shit's fucked up.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Woo. Listen to Crossover Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. So we just aired our interview we did with Rational Animals. Thank you very much to those fine young gentlemen for taking the time at 2:30 a.m. outside of the Hannah Foods in Bushwick to speak with us. Also, if you didn't notice or catch it, started off the interview with Brown Sugar also participating before they got bored and left, and also had a several guest appearances by Mr. Matthew Van Alstyne. Want to quickly give a say what up to Amy, Maddie, Stebbins. Thanks for tuning in. Let's see. So the Rational Animal songs that we played there, to start it off, we played Someone Like You and Crumbling Buildings off of their LP Bach Rock Parade. And then following the interview, we played a track off of their Distorted Temptation EP. We played the last track on that, which also happens to be the title track, Distorted Temptation. And then after that, we played a couple more 7 inches. Just picked this one up by Stockpile out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Fucking ripping band. Really awesome live. We played the A-side of their self-titled EP on New York City label Destroy Me Records. The songs were called Body Politic, Soviet Death Dealer, and Erosion. And then we played a song by Cream out of New York City. Was unfortunately too lazy to go see them play Saturday night, but they are playing more shows in New York City soon, so go check them out. We played a song called Good Riddance, and who knows, if we're if the stars are all aligned just right, you might get to hear them play a live set here on Crust Never Sleeps in the next month or two. If that all comes together, I probably just jinxed it. Knocking on wood now to make sure, hoping that schedule works out, because I definitely want to have those guys here on the show. Speaking of live guests, Tuesday, December 20th, be sure to tune in for a live performance and interview from Giant Peach, hailing from all sorts of different areas in New York State. I'm not really sure where they're living at now, but three-piece kind of psych rock pop stuff, female vocals, good times. That's gonna be live on Tuesday, December 20th, with Zeke on the soundboard. And so we're gonna do quick After Dark concert calendar listing, some good stuff going on in New York City over the next week. This Thursday the 8th, $5 to $20 sliding scale benefit show at Legion Bar in Bushwick, 8 p.m., and this one's 21 and up. It's a benefit for the New York Abortion Access Fund, and the bands playing are Hammerheads, Anasazi, Mirrors and Wires, Dead Reich, Wet Witch, Fresh Kills, and GDP. Also this Thursday, the 8th, $7 at Death by Audio is Miracles, Yvette, and ATM. This Friday, the 9th, $7, Death by Audio is the last show ever for P.S. Elliott with Two Funerals and Cat Vet. This Friday, December 9th, 8 p.m., hardcore gig volume number 177 with Nightbirds, Manipulation, Sickoids, and Crazy Spirit. That one's going down at Tommy's Tavern in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, December 9th, 8 p.m., Saturday, December 10th, 3 p.m., hardcore matinee show for $7 at ABC No Rio is Mischief Brew, The Swaggering Growlers, and some others to be announced that may have been announced by now, but I don't know. And let's see. Speaking of good shows, this Saturday, December 10th, doors at 6 p.m., show at 8 p.m. is Bruce in the USA, the world's number one tribute to Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. That's right. This Saturday, December 10th, 2011, a mere $7. That show's at Brooklyn Bowl. I'll be there. Hope you will be too. Good times had by all. And that's getting to be about wrapping it up for Crust Never Sleeps here. We're trying out the little experiment of doing a 1 hour show as opposed to a 2 hour show to keep myself and yourself interested in what's going on here. We'll probably vary from that format here and there, maybe do 2 hours when we got fun guests on or other stuff like that. But we're trying it out. If you got any thoughts about if you prefer an hour or a 2 hour show, feel free to give us a call before I get out of the studio at 347-725-4163. Or, of course, you could always shoot me an email at deedrunlea, that's deedrunlea at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you about that or any other subject. If you got any music you want to send us to play on the show, any concert listings, if you got anything going on, want to come on the show and play some music for us or whatever you got, you can get a hold of us there. Shithawkpunks.blogspot.com. That's punks with a KS. Facebook.com/crustneversleeps. Let's see. If anyone happens to be upstate this weekend and wants to come hang out, my band Dippers is playing a show with Shoppers out of Buffalo. It's a free VC Punks show at Vassar College in lovely Poughkeepsie, New York. So if you're in the Hudson Valley or greater upstate region and you're looking to have a wild and rocking good time for free on a Friday night, come hang out with us because we'll be there. And, you know, it'll be a party and everyone will be hanging out. So you don't want to miss those sort of good times because I know that there ain't a whole lot else going on up in Poughkeepsie this Friday night. So we'll catch you next week. It's been great having you here with us. I'm your host, Deed Runley. Be sure to tune in next week because we're going to be probably airing an interview that we did with Male Nurses. Also did an interview this past weekend with that. A great band out of Boston, Massachusetts. And obviously you don't want to miss that. Those guys are pretty good at punk. So tune in. Crust Never Sleeps, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. We're going to close it out with a Neil Young song, like we always do here on Crust Never Sleeps. And this one is off of the album by Neil Young and Crazy Horse called Ragged Glory. Came out in 1990. And the track is called Days That Used to Be. It's been fantastic spending this Tuesday night with you. Stay dry out there, New York City and the greater internet world. We'll catch you next week here on Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. Things go their own way. Ideas.
Newtown Radio, new music.